This weekend, a film festival will debut four short films about the Great Migration, a period in the early 20th century when African Americans moved in large numbers from the South to the North. The films are the tip of an iceberg. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the start of a year-long project about the transformation of Philadelphia.
1916, 100 years ago, was the start of the first wave of the Great Migration. That's when 1.6 million people, mostly black, moved from the agrarian South to the industrial North to find jobs. And churches were a big part of that. One of the biggest churches at the time was Tindley Temple, a United Methodist church in what is now the Graduate Hospital neighborhood of Philadelphia. At one point, over 10,000 people were in the congregation, in large part because of the Reverend Charles Tindley, who wrote scores of gospel hymns, some of which are still popular today.
Ever since I have been.
That is Pops Staples covering Tindley's A Better Home. The artist couple Mendy and Keith Obadike used that song as the basis of a sound and video installation.
I've started out to find a better home.
They recorded the temple structure itself by putting vibration sensors directly on the wooden rafters.
We recorded the structure of the church. We made audio recordings, but we also filmed the architecture. So when you see the video, the focus is very much on the things that hold the building up.
They focused on the structure because in a very real way, the temple was supported by its congregants. Hundreds of people, many of them migrants from the South, paid for the building of that temple by mortgaging their own homes. That sound installation is now at the Slott Foundation at 40th and Walnut Streets. The story of huge numbers of people changing the fabric of Philadelphia is the point of the Great Migration, A City Transformed. It's a multi-part initiative by the Scribe Video Center in West Philadelphia. The founder of Scribe Video, Louis Messiah, asked artists to focus on large groups of people and not necessarily the leaders of those people or their heroes.
Yes, individuals make up communities and individuals may lead organizations, but it's really rooted in communities.
Messiah commissioned four films about what the Great Migration did to communities, which will be screened at the Black Star Film Festival this weekend at the International House in West Philly. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.